So, when, you know, Chris Young is also a huge Star Wars goob like Bubba is.
He's a star and a Star Wars nerd
right,
also.
That's right. And play a little something for you. This is a flashback when he was in the studio and we wanted to find out who was the biggest Star Wars nerd between Bubba and Chris Young. First question goes to Chris. Chris, what is the name of Han Solo's ship?
Really? That's where we're starting? It's the Millennium Falcon.
Okay. Bubba, what's the weapon used by Jedi Knights?
A lightsaber.
Oh, my God.
No, hey,
see,
guys,
this is why he can't ask the questions.
We're getting there. Okay. Chris, who are the masters of the dark side and who want to rule the galaxy?
Okay, the Sith.
Okay, are these really stupid questions that you get?
Yes, yes, they are.
And how many apprentices can a Sith have?
Oh,
well, are they supposed
gosh,
to have or have they had?
Oh, now wait a minute. I'll tell you right now. He just dropped some knowledge that most people don't know. Just that word, supposed to. Oh, that's great.
All right, let me find some other ones. Why did Jabba the Hutt send bounty hunters after Han Solo? Bubba.
Because he owed him debt. Because he had to dump some cargo because he was intervened some kind of imperial...
Okay, Mike, you got it.
He had to dump the cargo.
Chris, when Anakin Skywalker finally became Darth Vader, in, at what episode?
Which film or which episode?
Because it's... Gotta go with the episode.
Okay.
Do you know the episode? Oh, my goodness.
Well, you can give the number. That's fine.
He does. He said three.
Okay.
what actor was in the suit?
Well... that I do not know.
Oh, David Prowse was the actor who played Darth Vader.
What? David Prowse was not in the costume.
David Prowse was in the suit.
I'm telling you, that's not what the internet says.
The internet is wrong,
Chris. Okay, are you talking about the person that was walking around in the suit for all of the filming or the guy that was in the last film?
I don't know.
See?
I don't know. I'm just telling you, I clicked it and it said it was wrong.
Okay.
All I know
is we're both really, really big.
Okay,
dorks,
guys, so whose DNA was used in the creation of the clone army?
Oh, there you go. You wanted it or me?
Go for it.
Well, he was a Mandalorian, and his name was, because I don't want to screw it up by going with Boba Fett, it was Jango Fett.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
do you know why, you know, what
no,
the
I
big
don't,
deal
Chris.
About Mandalorian
no,
armor
I don't.
Is?
I don't care, and I don't know. Are you saying Mandalorian like that really expensive sports car?
No. Oh.
They use it as a time machine.
88 miles an hour, Chris. I got it.
We're
I saw the movie, Chris.
Roads.
I saw it. I don't know, man. It's a really a close call.
Although, if you want me to go even like, I'll double all the way down on the nerd stuff.
Okay.
At the end of the second spoof film by Family Guy of the Star Wars
universe.
So
Blue Harvest number 2.
It's the second one. And I think is it something, something, something dark side, or is that the last one? I think that's the second one. At the end of it, they do make a reference to Back to the Future.
Do they?
Where in the very end of the film, it has nothing to do with anything else. And he goes, the doc's alive. The doc's alive.
Well, thank
See,
God.
I don't remember that.
I'm telling you,
well,
Chris.
This actually probably got less people to buy my record. They're going to be like, that guy.
If you couldn't sing and play music, you would not get chicks at all. That's the only reason Chris started playing music.
Always good to see you guys.
Yeah, the force
sure,
with
I'm
you.
Sure you and Bubba will be texting later. Oh, my gosh. Did you hear about Leia? Was she
oh,
Leia?
My God. Leia.
Oh, dude.
Come on. See, now you're doing it on purpose.
No, he's not. That's how little he knows.
Proudly broadcasting from planet Earth, this is the Big D and Bubba Show.